Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a true honor to be here. Elected officials, judges, faith leaders, law enforcement, family, a couple rows of those here, friends, and fellow citizens. The care of human life and happiness and not their destruction is the first and only object of good government. Thomas Jefferson, who was the president of the United States in office when the first governing body of St. Louis County was established in the early 1800s, spoke those words. Since its humble beginnings, our beloved county has grown into a social and economic force with the highest per capita income in the state and one of the strongest technology markets in the nation. With world-class schools, parks, arts, and culture, St. Louis County is a place that so many are proud, rightfully, to call home. Yet today, as I assume the responsibility of St. Louis County Executive, there is so much work to be done. Our citizens have become concerned with the direction we're headed and the very way we deal with the issues we face. They expect better, and they deserve better, and their call for change was heard. We can no longer rest on the economic successes of the 20th century, and we can no longer rest on our past notions of equality and fairness. In short, the time has come for change. We must move our county forward and upward with common purpose, leaving no one, and I mean no one, behind. With the understanding that we are all St. Louis Countyans. And let us begin this work today. We must build a county where our residents have the equal economic opportunities they need to have a good paying job, to start a business, to build a home and raise a family in a safe and fair community, and to educate their children in an environment where learning is fostered with none forgotten. We must build a county where our residents' health and prosperity are top priorities, where the county unites behind issues of public concern, from Ferguson to the burning Bridgeton landfill, from Coldwater Creek to issues of poverty and the basic health of our citizens, particularly our children, from issues of quality of life and safety to social justice. We must restore confidence in our county government, and restoring confidence means accepting responsibility for our successes and our failures, and keeping the promises we made. We will operate the county in an open and transparent manner. We'll build efficiencies within St. Louis County, and we'll work with our regional partners to build efficiencies across our county's boundaries. All county residents, every creed and color from every walk of life, want an effective, well-run government and a prosperous region. I've just been sworn in as your next county executive. And I will tell you that I will work tirelessly to bring our communities together. From Ferguson to Wildwood, from Oakville to University City, together as one community. I will work with limitless determination to bring our citizens together, from the disenfranchised to the affluent, from those with power to those who have absolutely none. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been said throughout this morning and afternoon, the world is watching. And with your help, we will show the world a fabric of communities with equal opportunity, with fairness and justice for all, leaving no one behind. We are all St. Louis County. God bless St. Louis County. Thank you.